General Qasem Soleimani.
The Middle East's most recognized military commander.
Key player of Iran's influence in the region.
And the head of its elite Quds Force.
Extending Iran's influence in the Iraq
Soleimani,
and Syria.
Your campaign of terror, murder, mayhem will not be tolerated.
It appears the U.S. military has launched a missile strike in Iraq.
General has been killed in an airstrike while leaving the Baghdad airport.
He's not only one of the most powerful men in Iran, but one of the most powerful men in all of the Middle East.
A UN expert has concluded that the assassination was in fact in violation of international law.
For such killing to be lawful under international human rights law, the United States in this case will need to demonstrate that the commander himself was posing an imminent threat to other people's life. So far, they have not quite done so. And in addition to that, let's not forget that a number of other individuals have been killed. That is completely unlawful. While there may be questions regarding the lawfulness of the targeted killing of Commander Suleiman, although I doubt it, there are, in my view, no questions that the killings of the other individuals that were inside the car or around the car, those killings are completely unlawful.
And he was planning a very big attack and a very bad attack for us and other people, and we stopped him.
President Trump's decision to remove Qasem Soleimani from the battlefield saved American lives.
Many other members of Congress have walked out of those briefings saying they didn't see anything new. They didn't see convincing evidence of an imminent threat.
The narrative that the Americans have created that he was out to kill Americans is nonsense. The Americans lie all the time.
The administration said this strike was done based on an imminent threat. But this morning you said we didn't know precisely when and we didn't know precisely where. That's not the definition of imminent.
And General Qasem Soleimani was supposed to meet the Iraqi prime minister that morning, according to the prime minister himself.
So he's not the person who would have been planning any particular incident. He's the strategic planner for Iran.
Targeted killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, concluding that his was a violation of the UN Charter governing the use of force and an arbitrary killing.
Because the United States initiated an act of aggression against Iran in a very excuse the language, cowardly way.
They killed the one of the high-ranking generals of another country, and then they said they did that to avoid a war, or that now is the time for de-escalation. I mean, what world do they live in? This is a extremely erratic behavior.
It's whether the administration has given any thought as to how to manage the fallout that comes from such a drastic action. This is the equivalent of the Iranians assassinating the U.S. Secretary of Defense.
They couldn't confront Soleimani in the battlefield, so they hit him during the dark of night through a drone attack on a car carrying him on a peace mission.
And they assassinated this Iraqi general just because he was with Soleimani. Now, the problem with that is the Americans never apologized. They didn't say that we didn't know that he was there. They didn't explain themselves. They just shot him, killed the man, and turned him to pieces.
He was on an official visit to Iraq. Iraq was mediating between Iran and Saudi Arabia, and he was carrying an official letter from Iran. He was supposed to meet the Iraqi prime minister the day that he was assassinated.
He was the guest of Iraqi people. They invite him to help them. How they dare to kill an official general of a country? They kill it easy, and they said, we kill it and we proud.
Soleimani came on a commercial flight where the manifest is clear. He checked through Baghdad airport with a diplomatic passport, and then Trump just blew him away along with several other people, including a high-ranking Iraqi military official.
American has made the biggest mistake in their history, and if this is not going to be the beginning of Third World War, to me it is going to be a beginning to an end for American presence in the region and American superiority to be broken in the whole
The daughter of Qasem Soleimani essentially speaking at her father's funeral ceremony, saying that, quote, his martyrdom will bring a dark day to the United States and to Israel. And also that, quote, crazy Trump should not let her father's death, or should not believe that her father's death means that, quote, everything is over.